Welcome to the Supply Chain Ambassador Podcast. I'm your host, Bruno, helping you navigate the world of supply chain in a fun and engaging way. On today's podcast, I have with me Minh Kai Trinh. Minh Kai brings over 25 years of expertise in procurement, asset management, and fleet operations. As Director of Development Contracting at Global Affairs Canada, he leads a division dedicated to delivering contracting services that advance Canada's international development priorities. Before joining Global Affairs Canada, Minh Kai held key roles at CIDA, DND, and PSPC, where he contributed to major IMIT procurement initiatives and high-profile defense programs, including the CF-188 fighter jets, the Snowbirds, and ammunition programs. Welcome, Minh Kai.
Thank you very much, Bruno. We're happy to be here.
Can you tell us a bit more about your journey? How did you get to your current role?
Okay, my journey started in 1999. So after graduating from the University of Montreal, I applied to the federal government post-secondary recruitment program and was accepted into the PWGSC, PSPC now, a procurement intern officer program. So in October 1999, I relocated from Montreal to Ottawa to begin my career in the public service at PWGSC. Place du Portage, Phase 3, Tower C. Still remember that very well. I'm very proud to say that my public service journey started in the last millennium, 1999. Right? I remained in the IO program for nearly its full two-year duration. I worked primarily in the telecommunication and large computer system division at PWGSC. During that time, I handled small, low-dollar value requirement to build my knowledge and expertise in procurement. Near the end of my IO training, I successfully completed a staffing process and was promoted to PG4 at the Department of National Defense. At that time, intern officers were promoted to PG2 upon completing the IO program, which is a little bit different than now. The standard now is PG4. I then spent about 6 years at DND focusing on IT project procurement. Following this, I joined the Canadian International Development Agency, CEDA, as a senior contracting policy advisor for over a year before returning back to DND as a procurement and finance manager for the CF-18-8 fighter jets program and the Snowbird acrobatic program. So that was my second stint at DND. In 2009, I returned to CEDA as a procurement operation manager and remained there until CEDA merger with DFATE in around 2013. Since then, I have held various roles as procurement manager and director responsible for IT, goods, services, real property, both domestically at home and abroad. And most recently, I transitioned into international development again, where I currently focus on procurement support of a global development initiative. So my career, 26 years and counting.
Wow. First of all, fantastic career journey. 26 years, you've seen a lot, I'm sure. Can you tell us currently now that you're in your role, what do you love about what you do?
Without a doubt, it's the people aspect. We talked a little bit before I arrived here and sit here in this chair. My work has given me over time countless opportunities to meet and collaborate with amazing people. Yeah. For a long time, I was the quiet one. I was hesitant to speak up or make connections. And over time, I realized that engaging more with those around me, not only making better manager, a better professional, but also a better person. The increased communication helped me learn, grow, and solve challenges effectively. So today, I value the strong network that I have everywhere that I've been, a circle of people who are in colleague who I can contact to turn to get ideas, advice, and collaboration is great. Collaboration is always key.
Wow. It's so true. The more I advance my career, the more I realize that having the right support of people around you makes a big difference, having people to bounce ideas off of, because I don't claim that I know everything about procurement, but when I can share my ideas and even have it challenged, I grow in what I do. So I really agree with that point of yours. Now, Are there any misconceptions about what you do?
Yeah, there's many, but on this, there is a common perception that those of us delivering procurement services are simply red tape, whether necessary or not, right? Many stakeholders we work with view us more as a challenge function they need to appease rather than a partner who can add value through our procurement expertise and our business acumen, right? So our role is to help the business owners achieve their objective within the boundaries of the heavily regulated environment we operate in, right? So more than ever, we need to engage in meaningful conversation with them to communicate the value that we bring, the business acumen that we have, and not merely just having us being perceived as red tape or as a challenge function. We are much, much more than that.
Yeah. Because we also have to navigate a whole web of rules and policies.
Yep.
And sometimes it's like trying to communicate that to business owners and clients that we're not trying to be a block to you getting your outcomes, but we have so much to navigate through. But if we can work together and align, we can actually get through the rules in a much more feasible, efficient, and productive way. So yeah, you're right. It's unfortunate that we're seen as red tape, but yeah. I think
it's a work in progress, as always, with our client, all the stakeholder we work with. We're getting better. We elevate our game, and we help them elevate their game as well.
That's true. Now, have you faced any challenges, and how did you overcome them?
There's just far too many challenges to name them all, that's for sure. But my message is this. Tough challenges are inevitable throughout our career. What once seemed to be a very daunting may now feel very trivial because we gain knowledge over time. We strengthen our competencies and we know where to get the right support with experience. Challenges can only be overcome when we face them face on. So often we doubt ourselves and the fear of failures make it hard for us to act, right? We need to accept that not every decision that we make will lead to success. Sometimes we will fail. That's fine. That's why we have contingency plan, right? We have plan B, plan C, and so on. But inaction is definitely far worse than failure. That's my view. And often reminded of a scene from Band of Brothers. I don't know if you know that series. This is one of my favorite series, where a sergeant says that his lieutenant is not a bad leader because he makes bad decisions. But he's a bad leader because he makes no decision at all. So overcoming challenges is always about taking actions. And that's what I'm trying to do every day.
Wow. That is such a fascinating way to look at it. And sometimes we are wrong. Yeah. But that's not to say that we're bad at our jobs. It's more of you can be wrong, but you can grow.
Yeah.
And you can learn from it.
Absolutely.
Especially in the world of procurement, and I've gotten some really not so typical procurements that it's like, how do I go about purchasing this? And it's on the rules, or there's many different rules, and how do you navigate and make sure that you comply with all of them? And you only get to learn once you do it, once you take action, you apply what you know, and then you learn, okay, maybe this way wasn't the correct way, and now I can pivot to make it better.
Yep.
So I definitely, that resonated with me, what you spoke of. Now, we talked about challenges, but let's pivot, right, and talk about exciting things that you're looking forward to in your work.
Yeah. Yeah, being part of this broadcast is with you is truly special. So that's the first thing I want to say for that to be recorded. So beyond that, I'm deeply engaged with the Canadian Institute for Procurement and Material Management as a board member. And I'm the lead of CIPIM on their virtual roundtables, which provide valuable training opportunities for our procurement and material management communities. I highly recommend visiting the CIPIM website For details on upcoming roundtables and other learning events, and to register online, these free sessions, this roundtable, and they provide extended opportunities to earn training hours toward meeting your minimum training requirement that have just been established this year. My work at Global Affairs Canada is also very rewarding. It's very inspiring to see Canada continue to play a leading role on the international scene. With over 180 offices and missions all around the world, Canada, to advance Canada interests and priorities, I think we can all be very proud of all the meaningful impact Canada made every single day on the global stage. That's something that is very compelling to me.
And I think it's one of those things, like you said, you wake up and you're proud to be part of something that big and great and has such a positive impact.
Right.
And going back to CIPIM, the Canadian Institute of Procurement and Material Management, that has been also a game changer for me, being part of their events, their symposiums, their webinars, their roundtables. So thank you for highlighting that, because I can't say how great that has been. It's just been so important to have access to what CIPIM offers.
Yeah, it's a great community. We are many, and this is an excellent opportunity for us to gather, and CIPIM is there to support the training, the development, and the progress of our community.
That's wonderful. So there you go. Go to CIPIM events and log that, because now we have mandatory hours of learning. Now, do you have any advice to procurement officers that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I do, actually. I acknowledge that work can be challenging, which is a tough time. We often have to balance competing priorities while delivering within the strict procurement boundary. It's a very, very tough exercise. So to succeed, we need to stay ahead of the game and ensure we added value and it is recognized by everyone that we work with. The era of AI is here, mm-hmm. and the disruption is real. We all see it. If we haven't felt it yet, it is coming soon. AI will definitely understand procurement rules better than any of us and can even perform the challenge function that we provide. So what will become important and what will be setting us apart are really uniquely human qualities that we have that AI cannot replicate right now. And that includes emotional intelligence, for example, that includes creativity, that includes the ability to navigate ambiguities. Now, we do all of that every day, right, in our work, and the capacity to lead and inspire, right? So those are the skills that we must be having in mind and continue to cultivate for our future of the procurement and community. That's how we are going to go to the next step and be relevant in this new world.
Wow. It is so true. I consider AI, and this is just could be my personal view, is still ultimately just a tool.
Yep.
The human component is absolutely necessary because, yep. like you said, we have to navigate a lot of ambiguity, and the AI can't do that. The AI can propose logical solutions and logical answers, but at the end of the day, we still require a human touch to help bring all that together. So I'm not scared of AI. Bring it on.
That's the spirit we want to have. Right. Bring it on.
Bring it on. And I will, like you said, invest in that understanding, getting that business acumen so that you understand the flow of supply chain and how it affects your role, getting your network, understanding emotional intelligence. So yeah, there's many things that we can take on right now to help us in our careers, despite the fact that AI is looming and seeming to take over. Is there any call to action that you would like to share?
Yeah, again, these are very challenging times for everyone, right? So we need to keep our head high. Let's avoid cynicism and maintain a positive outlook, right? We faced tough times before, and our communities have always risen to the occasion, overcoming adversity and achieving success. So let's keep moving forward together. This is, you know, a call for unity.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. Not much I can add to that. It's just great. Yeah. It's poignant. It's perfect. I think, yes, in times of big disruptions, like such as we're going through, of changes, yes, the more we can lean on each other and stick together, the better we can get through it.
Wow. Be optimistic. Bad time and good time, sometime We see it as a cycle. We are now in a rough spot, but eventually we will turn the corner. Everything will be much better. We have to hope for the best to arrive and stay strong as we are facing the storm.
Wow. Right? That is excellent. You've answered all my questions that I had for you today. So thank you so much for coming to this podcast to share your journey, 26 years, how you've navigated various procurement challenges, and also giving us advice that we can take with us in our careers and reflect on. So thank you so much for that. I will open up the floor once more to you for any comments or about the show, me, or any things you'd like to mention.
I want to thank you very much, Bruno. This is such a great initiative. I've had the opportunity to look for all the other podcasts with all the other invitees that you had before and listening to a few of them. And I find them very inspiring every time that I listen to all of your other guests speaking. I do learn a lot, too. So thank you for that. What you're doing is a very good way to serve our community. And I am very proud and I'm very happy to be here with you and sharing my thoughts on things. Hopefully it was helpful, but I certainly want to congratulate you for this initiative. Thanks.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And with that, we will bring this podcast episode to a close. Please do continue to like and share this amongst your colleagues. I do hear great words from fellow procurement officers like yourself who reach out to me to thank me for providing good episodes. And I hope to continue to do that. So please do share it. And if you have anyone in mind you'd like to suggest to be on the show, please do let me know as well. But with that, I'll bring this episode to an end. Thank you. And we'll see you at the next one. Cheerio.
Thank you.
Thank you.